Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks! She's a white lady. But they got their guns
drawn out, got this little 11 years old walking backwards, and actually handcuffed her, threw her in the motherfucking back of the car. But they looking for a grown-ass white woman. And then they kick it off. To kick it off, they got there to have this old coon-ass brother on there. I wouldn't even call this motherfucker a brother. He an ex-cop. And he's saying the police didn't do nothing wrong. Oh, they just following protocol. It's an 11-year-old little girl, man. This ain't no grown-ass white woman that y'all looking for. Y'all looking for a grown-ass white woman. But you're going to treat this 11-year-old little girl like this. And then go search the house. And then the woman wasn't even there. She just happened to come over there. You know what I'm saying? She like married to the mother's brother or whatever. Makes her the auntie. But she's white. Man, that shit pissed me off, man. And this little girl is screaming, dog, at the top of her lungs, man. She's screaming.
Well, I mean,
she's so fucking scared.
Was the little girl high yellow? Can I ask you about it? It was the little girl high yellow or anything? I mean,
No, she brown skinned it. But you know the difference between an 11-year-old and a goddamn grown ass woman.
Okay, I hear you, man. Let me ask you. So I mean, and I'm just saying for the sake of asking these questions, if I didn't see it, I mean, her skin tone. There's no way you can mistake her as being. Okay, well, we glimpsed at her. She looked at Caucasian or any of that thing.
No.
There's no way you could possibly.
You know for a fact that this little girl was black. You know, she wasn't no grown-ass white woman. She ain't, okay, I get you may have a 11-year-old girl that's more developed that might can pass like she's a little older. You know what I mean? Okay, I give you that. I can give you that. This ain't that situation, though. This is a elementary little girl. And they treat this little girl like that, man. And they looking for a white woman. A grown white woman. And they got their guns drawn. She turned around, this motherfucking 9mm in her face. And she 11 years old. And then this punk-ass, fake-ass, deputy dog-ass cop gonna come on there talking that bullshit. Oh, they just following procedure. Man, that's an 11-year-old little girl. And then this motherfucker getting her to say, well, the suspect could have planted the murder, could have planted the attempted murder weapon on the little girl because they know the police ain't going to search the little kids. Man, I was ready to go through the TV, man. I was ready to go through the TV on this motherfucker, man. 11 years old, man. Hey, dude, you should have seen her, man. She was so fucking scared, man. I mean, she was yelling at the top of her lungs, man. No, no, no. Just yelling, man. She's scared as hell. And they actually got their guns out, pointed at her. They showed the whole video. They showed the video on the news of the whole entire thing from start to finish. They got their guns out on this little bitty-ass baby, man. And she's screaming at the top of her lungs, dude. Google that shit, man. That shit gonna piss you off, man. And they got this old fake-ass motherfucker on there talking about, oh, they just following protocol. Man, that's a little 11-year-old girl, man. Sixth grade. Come on. She gonna go around and stab somebody? Another grown woman? And she's black. She ain't white. She ain't grown. You looking for a grown white woman. So why you got your guns drawn out on this little girl? 11 years old, man. Sixth grade. She fucking terrified. Fake-ass, punk-ass cops, man. That's why, man. That's that bullshit, man. I hate to start the show off like this, man, but that shit, man, that old fake-ass motherfucker they had on the news, man. That one of some bitches did their job. They just following protocol. The fuck? And then he blamed the parents. What if the parents didn't have her over there, then the police would have never came to that address. Man, I'm telling you, dude, I would have had to go at that motherfucker, man, face to face, saying that he going to blame the parents because your motherfucking cop friends got their guns drawn, point. pointed at an 11-year-old little girl, and she screamed at the top of her lungs, and then cuff her, and threw her in the back of the fucking car. 11 years old. Man, come on, man. That's that bullshit, man. That's what, man. That's why motherfuckers be dumping at they bitch asses, man. Fuck the police, man. That's some bullshit. All right, I had to get my rant out, man. That's some bullshit. Google that fucking video, man. Google that shit, man. You see exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody that can hear my motherfucking voice, Google that fucking video. Punk ass motherfuckers got their guns on an 11-year-old little girl, man. Sixth grade, man. Y'all got y'all fucking guns. And it's more than one cop. Everybody got their guns out. And she just coming out the crib to go to the store. 11 years old. Like she gonna go out, she just came back from stabbing the motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. Man, that shit pissed me off. But go ahead, man. Yeah. I had to get that shit out of my system, man. That shit there, man. No fake ass motherfucker, he gonna blame the parents. What if the parents didn't have her frequent that address, the police would have never went there. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. And then the fucking chief of police, this good lying motherfucker, he gets on the motherfucking TV talking about he was nauseous. It drove him to, he was nauseous or whatever. You know, this little girl crying like, you don't give a fuck. Only time them motherfuckers get nauseous is when they see another dead cop. They don't give a fuck about people. Fuck them, man. All them motherfuckers. Good lying motherfuckers, man. Fuck the police.
Radio Hill.
I mean, dude, imagine if that was your daughter, man. Your daughter coming out the crib, and she got guns drawn on her. Fucking guns. 11 years old. Come on, man. And then they gonna snatch up the mama. She telling them she only 11 years old. Why are y'all doing this to my baby? They gonna snatch her up. And then run through their crib, search their crib, looking for the white lady. Ain't nobody outside white but the police. But they got everybody in fucking handcuffs. They looking for a white woman. Fuck out of here, man. You don't do no little baby like that, man. That little girl gonna be traumatized after this bullshit, man. This shit just happened. That's some bullshit, man. For real.
Where was this at?
I don't know what city it was in. I can't remember what city it was in. But it just happened. It just happened. And they finally caught the white woman at somebody else's crib. Mm. That's some bullshit, man. They ain't got to pull their guns on that baby like that, man. That's some bullshit. And you looking for a motherfucking suspect, and it ain't her. And then they let the whole family go like, oh, my bad, there ain't nothing wrong. No apology, nothing. I hope they get as much fucking money as they can. I hope they break the fucking city. Get them bitches for every damn y'all can. Punk ass motherfuckers. Oh man, that shit pissed me off, man. I need to apologize, man. That shit just fired me up, man. That shit and that fucking little white kid that got bullied. You got every motherfucking American standing behind this kid. You know what I'm saying? Y'all seen this story? I know everybody saw that video. Little white kid crying.
Yeah, they say because he going around calling black people niggas at school.
Exactly. He a fucking racist. But you got every motherfucker, you got all these black stars from Hollywood and shit all behind this kid, and he a fucking racist.
Oh,
I swear,
Jesus.
Man. But the police do some shit like this to a black person. I don't see Will Smith or nobody standing up for them. But everybody gonna gather around because the little white kid getting bullied for calling people niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here, man. Did you see the picture, Janine?
Nah,
with the Confederate
I didn't see the
flag?
Picture. they were talking about it, but I ain't seen the picture.
I guess it's him and his brother. One holding an American flag, the other one holding a goddamn Confederate flag.
Yeah, because they
said the
parents.
And then they got the mom on there talking about, oh, it was just a joke.
The parents involved into that, they say. Mm-hmm.
But you see all the black people? Black people come in like a motherfucker, oh, that's fucked up. They shouldn't be doing that. Because it's a little white kid. Black kids get bullied all the time. I don't see nobody standing up for them. Fuck out of here, man. It's a fucked up ass country, man. Goddamn president, a rapist. Fuck out of here, man.
Hey, man, you need a hug or something?
I do, man. That little black girl, that shit pissed me the fuck off, man. That shit pissed me off, dude. That shit fired me the fuck up, man.
What is they talking about?
The little black girl that had the guns drawn on about the fucking police. 11 years, she in the sixth grade. And the police pulled their guns out on it, throwing it back of the handcuff to throwing it. Man. Anyway. That shit got me fired up. I'm ready to go start. I'm ready to go just find the first white motherfucker I see.
Really?
And shoot at every cop I can. Some of bitches.
Well, to our white listeners, this is not what Sin City is about, being racist.
Man, you just get tired, man. You just get so tired, man.
Okay, but at the same time, you can't get on here saying, okay, I just want to go file the first white
motherfucker. That's true. I apologize. I apologize for that statement. I meant that shit about the police. But I apologize for the white comment, but not the police. Fuck the police. I'm all out of my element. All right, let me relax, man. I need to go drink me a beer or something. All right, ladies, let me ask y'all a question.
Man,
y'all know all this.
The whole morale away from the show. Yeah,
that's why I'm bringing it back, man. I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back. We're gonna be out of our zone tonight. All right, Janine, let me ask you. You in the corporate world? You're in the corporate world, right?
Yes.
Now you know all this sexual harassment shit that's going on. Has that ever happened to you?
No. Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard about it happening to somebody at your job?
Not personally. You know, they sent out they send out statements every blue moon. You know, we are against sexual harassment. We do know of some occurrences, you know, but we stand against that. But I've never heard of anybody personally who has been through that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it happens everywhere.
Okay, well, what about you, Delightful, or Dee? Have that ever happened to y'all?
Not me personally.
Has it ever happened to somebody at your job that you know about?
Yeah, it has happened to somebody at my job that I know about. And, she went, all the way through with it, you know, and, like, told and all of that good old stuff and, I mean, the guy ended up, she left the job because, like, he was high up in, in a company, and it just was, like, back and forth, and it's like, oh, it's your say against his, but she, like, taped them and some more stuff, but, I mean, it was ridiculous, but they was trying to side with him, but they just, like, paid her off, and pretty much.
Wow.
She got the company. Yeah.
Does he still work there?
No, she left the company. They paid her off.
No, no, does he still work there?
Yeah, he sure do.
So he probably doing it to somebody else right now.
Exactly.
That's fucked up. Would y'all fight it? Would y'all go all the way? Or would you just do like she did, just take the money and be like, fuck it, I'm gone?
Well, it depends on how far that. How far it went.
I'm saying, would you take it as far as you can to see this motherfucker fired or whatever.
You know what? I would, because I'm going to tell you, I had a similar incident when I was in college, and this guy put his hands on me while I was asleep in between classes, like in the little, you know how they got the little entertainment area where everybody chill at or whatever. He put his hands on me, and come to find out, he was with a sorority. I mean, well, a fraternity, okay? And, like, they thought it was a joke or something, you know what I mean? And I did say something about it, and we went up before the board and all of this stuff, you know. So I, like, went through with everything that I needed to go through with, you know what I mean? But people in, when you, like, have a title or you have certain things, they take it lightly. Like, they don't do what they really need to do. So that's why women don't pursue it to the end of what they need to pursue it to, because they take it lightly and act like, you know, it's really, you know, they act light on a situation. I mean, ended up this guy, I mean, he got suspended from the fraternity for a while or whatever, but, I mean, he, some more shit happened to him. He's like, you don't put your hands on me.
That's fucked up. Hey, man, let me ask you, man. You at work, you get sexually harassed. What would you do? Would you let it go, or would you take it to the boss?
Honestly, I would probably let it go. And
but what
the
if
reason
it
that
happen?
I would let, I mean, I would probably let it go to a certain extent. Now, if it's to a point where I feel like my life is threatened or something like that, then, I mean, because, and maybe, and, you know, maybe the pride in me or whatever, like, I'm gonna be honest, I really feel like it's hard, it's twice as hard for a man to prove a sexual harassment case. It is. I mean, it is, dude, you gotta pretty much act like a timid little person. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that I'm not the toughest motherfucker in the world, but I don't think I carry myself like a wimp. So it's like, she harassed you. Yeah, all right, come on, whatever. And it's like, I'll probably just be like, you know what, fuck all y'all, I'm gone. But, I mean, now if it was a situation where it's like, all right, this is detrimental to my health, or, you know, hey, this is going to affect my livelihood, then, yeah, I'm going to bring it up.
I would snitch, man. Because that shit happens to men. That, and you know what? Dudes don't say shit for the exact same reason, for the exact same thing you just said. They don't want to seem like, they don't want to seem timid. They don't want to seem like they're a wimp. But that shit happens to men, too.
And people lie, too. So, because I did have a, now it ain't never happened to me, but I've had a somebody try to charge me with sexual harassment. Anybody
I don't know
who
about
knows
that
me.
Hold on now.
Anybody
minute,
that know
on.
Me.
Know that you probably did it. Shit, I'm just
no,
talking
that
about.
I didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did you say you did?
I mean, come on.
What did you
now,
say you did?
Can't you see me then grabbing a dick or two? Hey, welcome to work, baby. I'm sorry. I can just see her doing that.
Well, no. This is a whole mess up thing. This guy, he kept coming on. He was flirting with me hard. I didn't ever turn him in. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that could have turned him in for sexual harassment. You know, he had a wife, blase, blase. Yeah, we was at work, and, you know, he would come with his little sexual jokes and shit like that. I'm the type of person I am. Hey, I play right along with you.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm just taking a wild guess. You told him to pull his dick out, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Okay. All right, carry on.
And he, the messed up part was, I guess, the supervisor, who was this white woman, come to find out she had been fucking him. She had been fucking him before he even came to work there. I guess they had knew each other before he even came to work there. So when he got there at this company with us, and because he was always in my face and we was always, you know, playing around with each other, she the one who called HR and said I was sexually harassing him.
So he didn't go to motherfucking HR?
No, she did. And after, like, I was sexually harassing him because he was always in my face. But shit, that motherfucker, and so wait, and what he probably did is she must have said something to him because she was jealous, and he probably said some bullshit like, nah, she want me. She trying to get up on me. You know what I'm saying? And as the supervisor, you going to take it up on yourself, somebody you done fucked?
I mean,
and
so what
believed him. Yeah, they had to investigate it.
So they called you in.
When he saw, yeah, they called me in, was asking me all these questions, blase, blase. And they called him in to a separate, they had to question him separately. And then afterwards, he was like, I can't believe she did. I told them you didn't do nothing like that. And I was like, well, evidently you told her that I did.
Yeah, but
he
didn't tell the people.
No,
did he tell the
tell
people that you didn't do shit?
Yeah, he told HR I didn't. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
all right, so it worked out.
Yeah, he told HR I didn't. Yeah, it worked out. But I was just like, evidently he had to have said something to her.
Oh, he definitely told her something. Did anything happen to her?
No.
Since she brought up the bogus charges?
But then they could say she was doing it in good faith. Like, that's what he, you know, as far as she thought, that's what it was.
I'm going to tell you how his meeting with HR went. Now, if it was with a bunch of women, it was straightforward. Now, if he had, like, other males, all right, man, what's up? You get that pussy or what? Man, you can't be trying to fuck her up here at the job, bruh. You already know. Hey, come on, Pippin. Keep it Pippin, man. Keep it Pippin. Oh, man, we're going to put you over there. We're going to put you on there behind the table for a couple of weeks, man, till this shit blow over. Hey, you get the pussy, just be quiet next time, motherfucker. All right, look.
But no, he did not get no pussy. But guess what happened? Because, you know, I played along with you. You know, hey, I'm cool like that. I don't give a fuck about you coming to me sexually and talking shit and talking about what you want to do to me and shit like that. Even though I knew it was inappropriate at work. But that type of shit don't bother me because you ain't going to get none unless I give you some. So he goes, he gets a big promotion. Oh, he was the poster boy of perfect, you know what I'm saying? Ended up going out to Illinois, got fired for what? Sexual harassment.
Yeah. He had to bail his ass out of that one.
That's fucked up.
Right, he sure did,
because you can't do that to everybody. Yeah, I was okay, but you can't be going. I mean, he was all out there. You a state, he had become like a state director or something. You can't be going out and did to your employees, talking like that to them, thinking they about to fuck you and all this and that. You can't do that to everybody. They turned his ass straight in.
He walked right in the door. You fucking some big ones tonight, bitch. Yeah.
That shit happened to me, man.
You got
when I was running
in
White Castle, man. The motherfucker suspended me and everything.
Oh, for sexual harassment.
Yeah, they actually suspended me, man. Hey, come anybody know me? No. I ain't even know no shit like that. I don't even play around
you
like
know
that.
What? You know what, dog? You're not no I'm not going to say that you know nothing like that, but you have a real strong demeanor about you, man. It could be kind of intimidating. So maybe the woman was kind of intimidated by you. I mean, you know, you are kind of, you are straight to
the
point.
Man, I never talked to this woman like that, man. I never had one sexual conversation, none of that shit, man. And she said that I sexually harassed her. She said that I tried to rub up on her when she was at the cash register. That's exactly what she said. And they fucking suspended me.
You rubbed your dick across the top line.
No, the fuck I didn't, man. That shit was right on tape. The tape saved me. I was the assistant general manager. I was like, look at the goddamn tape. I walked right past. I didn't touch her at all. I walked right past her. I stopped, turned around, took money out her drawer, and went back to the office. Mm-hmm. And the next day I came to work. I have no idea, man. I have no idea what was on this woman's mind. I don't know, man. She was like 22, 23 years old. I don't know what the fuck she was thinking. I went to work the next day, man. They had all the motherfucking big wigs up there. I'm like, damn, what the fuck going on? What's happening? That motherfucker told me to go straight to the office. I walked out, that motherfucker suspended.
Mm-mm.
And
but
I didn't do shit.
And that's part of the problem. And that's why some women, when it is happening, don't nobody believe you because, you know, you have people out there that just lies for their own purpose.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she probably got mad because I told her to go mop the front room or some shit. I don't know what the fuck I did to that little girl.
She was trying to get your position. She had to get you up out of there.
I don't know what she was trying to do, man. But they transferred me.
Right.
I had to transfer because I couldn't work with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, they were worried about retaliation. And yeah, I was going to get that bitch back, boy. That bitch was going to be cleaning toilets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give a fuck. She tried to get me fired.
Yeah.
And I didn't even touch her. I could see if I did it. I didn't even touch the little girl. Dude, I did not touch her at all. If it wasn't no video camera,
man,
them some bitches would have fired me. But it was all on tape. I ain't touch her.
I believe you, bro.
Come on, man. You know me, man. I don't even get down like that.
I don't get down like that. I said I believe you, man. I know you can be a little aggressive at times, but I don't think you know.
If I'm trying to get it, yeah. I wasn't even trying to fuck with this little girl.
I don't think you just intentionally go grabbing asses.
No, I don't do shit like that, man. I lost a whole fucking week to pay for that shit. They didn't even pay me.
Hell no, they didn't pay you.
They didn't pay me shit, man. And some people didn't even apologize. Fuck that, man. I wanted an apology.
He's the one grabbing asses.
I ain't touched that broad. I don't know what I did to her. You know what I mean? But she ain't never been to my crib. Nothing. I ain't never tried to talk to her. No shit like that. Nothing. It was just, you know what I'm saying? I was the boss. She was the employee. That was it. I guess she didn't like working for me.
Do you have access to the cameras?
No, I don't. No. I can change the tape, but that's about it. I told them some bitches to get the tape. Shit, the tape gonna prove I ain't touch her.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't prove.
And you should have made it. They pay you for that time they made you, they suspended you?
They didn't pay me. They said that they didn't have to pay me because it was under investigation.
Mm.
That's the first thing I said. Well, what about the week that I lost?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. The motherfuckers did not pay me.
I bet they sounded like Uncle Russ is on your ass.
That nigga got galloping.
Shit, fuck White Castle too. Fuck them just like the police. Don't y'all ever eat at White Castle. Fuck White Castle.
Oh, Jesus.
Alright, man.
I should have let that shit go. Shit, I can run for president. The president, goddamn sexual molester.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You
better
go. Let it go, man. You
back
on that police
shit
again. Let it go.
He about to get into it again.
Oh. Hey, I'm just saying. I want to walk around grabbing pussy, too.
See, now, and then you talking about you innocent, but then you talking about you want to go around grabbing pussy.
Shit, if I could be the president, hell yeah. But it's all good.
Let it go.
Oh, so great. Hey, man, let me ask you something, man.
Go ahead.
All right, when you go to your mama house, do you go take over? You know how you go
what
to
you
your mama house, you don't live there no more, but you know, you just kind of go in the refrigerator, just make yourself at home. You do shit like that?
I make myself at home.
Okay. Do you try to control your mama's life?
No, I never controlled my mama's life.
Okay. All right. Well, I was accused of that, so I was just wondering.
That's not where I can see why you get accused of that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, what you co-signing for?
Because I concur.
I can see why you get accused of that, man. I mean, seriously, all bullshit aside. You got this thing about you, man, where you just keep thinking that you can control. That lady, she had you. And it's like you think you can control everything that she do now.
You know what? I do that. I'm not going to lie. I do that. I do that towards my mother. That's only because I'll be worrying. I worry.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make sure, you know, my mama okay. I got to make sure she good. So, yeah, I take over. You know, you know my mama, she's nice. You know, and you know, people tend to try to take advantage, like on Thanksgiving. I go over house on Thanksgiving, and she's staying in this apartment building. She got all these motherfuckers in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, who the fuck is all these people? Why are they here? You know, you motherfuckers, they making plates and shit. I'm like, I will never see you motherfuckers when I come over here. But now Thanksgiving, y'all up in my... All y'all got to get the fuck up out of here. Because they was taking advantage. You don't never see these motherfuckers ever, but all of a sudden y'all want to come and make a plate? Because she like to cook big meals and just be her? No,
maybe
that
makes her
feel
good.
Out.
Maybe that makes her feel good.
Huh?
Maybe that makes her feel good to help people or to cook for others.
Okay, you do that for your kids. You don't do it for the whole damn building.
Well, you don't know why she want to do it. Maybe she want to do it for her own reasons.
No.
Who is the people?
Just motherfuckers that live in the building.
So it's probably people she know, people she see around in the building.
But those motherfuckers ain't never over there any other time.
How you know?
I go over there all the time.
Oh,
I don't ever see nobody in the house. It just be her.
And that's why they ain't there, because you always coming. And I was fucking down there. We be back later. It is
yeah,
motherfucking
girl, go. He'll be over here in a second.
Right.
She tell him to come back. She know you coming.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. I put ALS one of the motherfuckers out of my mama's house. Get the fuck up out of here. Y'all got to go.
Oh, goodness.
Every last, y'all got, my motherfuckers walking out with plates and shit. I'm like, man, y'all motherfuckers got to go. It's time to go. My mama ain't cooking for y'all. She cooking for her kids.
I'm
coming to give me a plate.
I mean, and that, No, you a grown ass man. I mean,
what you mean?
How you gonna get upset for what she wanna do? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It's not the fact that I'm getting upset. I'm getting upset because I feel like all these motherfuckers just coming to my mama house to eat. You know what I mean? Because every time I go over there, I don't see none of these motherfuckers talking to my mama. Even when they be down in the motherfucking little, you know, she stay in one of them little senior buildings. They be down there playing bingo and shit. Them motherfuckers will be talking to my mama. And now it's Thanksgiving. All y'all motherfuckers going to knock on the door?
Dude, your mama ain't no weak-minded person, so she ain't going to just let no motherfuckers run up in our house and eat all her food. She must have invited them. And your mother ain't just like, well, I need friends so y'all can take advantage of me. Your mother ain't never been that type. So for her to say, well, yeah, y'all can come over, it got to be something behind it.
Well, I uninvited them son of bitches. Fuck up on
you.
I
got
to go.
Around.
You done kicked
well,
all the old people out.
She got me.
Until you get out of here, you don't want to come
around. You better
around.
Go eat that Jell-O downstairs.
Goddamn right. Fuck up at my mama's house. Fuck that. I'm just overprotective, I guess.
You got issues. You got some serious fucking issues. But this show today is really proving it. But anyway. All right. Now, ladies, let me ask you. Nah, I got hit with a question that I thought was a pretty decent question to ask. Is D still with me?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. All right, D, Janine. All right, let's just say that you were in a relationship. You're in a relationship, and you and whoever your significant other was had a son. Y'all had a son, and whoever, whatever odd reason, relationship didn't work out. I mean, it just didn't work. Y'all just didn't connect. We ain't gonna say no fucked up situation. It just didn't connect. So y'all went y'all separate ways. Now he moves on, you move on. You know, he got his shit together. He got his shit. You know, he has his affairs in order, and he comes to you. Now let's just say your son's pissed. Your son's pissed. He's been an intricate part of your son's life. You know, and he comes to you and he says, "Look." He's getting older, you know. I think he needs to come live with me so I can teach him the fundamentals of how to be a man. Do you let your son go? I'm going to start with you, D. D, do you let your son go?
No. That's hard to say for me, being as though... Yeah, that's kind of hard to say for me. I don't know that I would let my son go. Because I believe I'm doing a daggone good job with my kids. I have a 22-year-old, so he on his own and graduated from college and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
D, baby, he's not 21 yet. He's six. He's six. He's not 21 yet. So.
I know. What I'm saying is, I don't know that I would let him go. What's the reason something happened, or he just want him?
Hey, look, I need to teach my son how to be a man. You know, and there's certain things that a woman can't teach a man.
And I agree with that. This is what he's saying to you.
I mean, he's not taking the child away from you. I mean, you know, you come get the kid. You come get him whenever you want. You know, you come get him whenever you want. You know, you spend time with him. I mean, it's not like he's like, okay, you can't, you'll never see him again. It's just, you know, I think he just needs to be with me right now.
I would have to say, if he needed to do that, then, you know, maybe
she's a no.
Nope. Yeah, I ain't giving up. Yeah,
she's a no.
I don't think I'll be able to do that.
So what if he tell you, okay, I mean, you know, I tried this the nice way, so now, you know, we finna have to go to court and all that.
Well, let's go to court.
Okay. I mean, but he's not trying to, I mean, in no way, shape, or form, no way, shape, or form is he saying you're a bad parent, but he just feeling like, you know, he just, you know, he want that time with his son to show him the way.
Okay, that's fine. He can have that time, you know, when he had that time, but he not going to live with you. I mean, even if you go to court, you get joint custody, they go. I mean, where I live at, they going to get to be the child from what day to what day. And y'all going to have a week to week. So, but you ain't going to just take my child. No, no, that ain't happening. No for dogs.
Okay. All right, Jadane, what about you?
I don't have no problem.
Come get his ass.
As long as I can see him whenever, you know, I choose to see him, and ain't nothing stopping me from seeing my child, then I ain't got no problem. You know? And as long as you sign this paper saying I don't have to pay you no child support.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, girl.
I ain't saying I ain't gonna take care of my child. I ain't saying that. I ain't even saying I wouldn't give him no money to help and stuff like that. I'm just saying.
I actually live that.
You live that.
I actually lived there. My daughter was supposed to come live with me.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's mother, we agreed on everything. I'm going to transfer to schools and all that good shit. Her punk-ass boyfriend got in her ear talking about, I wouldn't do it. That motherfucker going to ask for child support. I already told her. I asked for no child support. I just want my baby. Just
mm-hmm.
You said you can't do nothing with it. Just give it to me. And we agreed. Man, you remember that, man? Remember I told you about that shit? Man, we got that motherfucker in the courtroom. This motherfucker came up with all kinds of shit. All because that motherfucker said he gonna ask you for child support. And I had no intentions on asking for no fucking child support. I didn't even give a fuck about that shit. I just wanted my baby. That's some bullshit. So, yeah, I actually live. And most men ain't gonna ask their mother for child support any goddamn way. They just want their baby. They don't care about no child
support. You know what,
dog? They happy because they ain't gotta pay it no more.
I'm gonna be 100. I'm gonna keep it 100, dog. I don't think you would have been the easiest motherfucker to get along with had you had custody.
Meaning what?
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I don't think you'd have been fair with her. I really don't. I don't think.
Come up with Angie.
Once you got cut, I don't think you'd have been fair with her.
Dude, child support was not even on my mind. We had already talked about it.
I'm not saying child support. But I think had you got full custody of your daughter, I don't think you'd have been fair with Angie.
You know what?
I don't think
I agree with you. I agree 100% with you. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with a lot of shit you say, but I truly believe I would have been a different person with her. I would have treated her the way she treated me. I would.
I think. And to be all honesty, yeah, dude probably did put the bug in her ear, but. I do believe that, I mean, you and Andy got history. It ain't like y'all had a one-night stand and had a baby. Y'all got long history. she knows you just as well as you know her. And she probably knew that once she gave that custody up, I'm going to be held to tell the captain.
Yeah, I probably would have made life a little hard for her. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah.
I mean, she did some foul shit to me that I ain't ever forgot about.
And, right, and she knew what she done. And she knew, okay, now the ball is in your court. I mean, think about it. The only thing she ever had to hold over you was the baby. Now she don't even have that to hold over you no more. That was a wrap. So, I do believe that dude probably had a hand in it, but I think overall her thinking about what the fuck you was going to do probably just really made her say, oh, hell no.
You know, thinking about that, I would hope that I didn't do that, but I know me. I probably would have did that. That's probably 99-1. I would have went the other way. That woman put me through hell. Now I get a chance to pay her back? Oh, I'm taking that chance. I'm taking that chance. Definitely.
You need to let it go.
I know. I try. You know, I went to see her the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You look good in a motherfucker, boy. God, I was like, God damn. Fuck. Shit. I got to go.
Really?
She was, man. Hey, she was, man. For real. She was looking pretty damn good. She was looking pretty damn good. I was like, damn. I mean, man, dude, she got the high school figure back. I was like, damn, what the fuck you been doing? I ain't seen you in a few years. What you been doing?
Staying away from your ass, motherfucker.
I'm just saying, she was looking pretty nice. She was looking good. I give her that.
Basically, how motherfuckers look when they get away from your ass, huh?
Hey, she living proof. I mean, she ain't nothing I would ever, ever go back to. We would never, ever have a relationship, ever. And we could be the last two motherfuckers on the planet. We just look at each other. That's it. Ain't none happening. We is not repopulating this motherfucker. Ain't none happening.
I doubt that.
I don't believe it neither. I don't believe it. You just heard.
Right.
You just heard.
You know the history, man.
I know the history, and I know the history. And the only thing that stopped you from fucking with her the other day was that you're married.
No, that ain't true. She invited me over for dinner and shit. No, I'm straight. You need to eat. You're losing weight. I don't know.
Come on, man.
Look, he going back out and,
did you hear? No, I would never. Yeah, oh no. I know this motherfucker.
Not me and her.
Yeah,
right. I won't see it, man. I it's too much bad blood. I don't see it. I mean, we're cordial now, but shit, that was the time. Shit, it was war. It was on crack. I mean, all y'all ladies, y'all got that one motherfucker. Everybody got that one motherfucker that they just would never, ever fuck with. Again, ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody got that one motherfucker. They would just, no matter what, it could be butt-ass naked. Ain't shit happening. I'm gone. We all got that one motherfucker. And you see Janine just co-sign. Yes.
We all got that one that we say, but I'm saying if we the last two people on this damn earth, they might look a little different.
You go on that side of the island, I'm going to stay on this side of the island. I want to see you. Don't come on my side, I'm going to come on your side. Fuck that.
No, you, You know what, dog? You're a full fledged liar on that.
Dude, it is no way me and Angie would ever repopulate anything. I mean, we don't even like each other like that.
Okay. Like, I'm going to tell you like this. A motherfucker that you hate, you ain't going to see nothing good in him. Nothing. I don't give a fuck if this motherfucker look like she just, like, she can win Miss America. You ain't going to see it because you got that much hatred in your heart. But for you to sit there, oh, you look good at a motherfucker. Yeah.
I'm just complimenting her. That's all.
Okay.
It's just a compliment. I mean, that don't mean I want to go sleep with her. I mean, you look very nice today.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, we
can't compliment your baby mama without it turning sexual?
I mean, I didn't say we couldn't. I don't think you could, but.
See, I just did.
Yeah, because you're, I mean, that's because. You're married now, and you're going to use that as a. But if you were single and she didn't have nobody, I think you'd try it one more time.
Dude, I promise you, man, I would not do it, man. That's the farthest thing on my mind when it comes to her. I would not do it, man.
Right now.
I remember.
Right now.
Even if I was single, I ain't always been married. I remember all the shit she did. I would never, ever go that route. I mean, what if we end up messing around and that shit usually leads to a relationship? And there's a reason why we ain't together. We tried four times, it just never worked out. So, what? Well, how's the fifth time going to work out?
All right, dog. I don't think you're convincing nobody that's listening, but okay.
So I know me, man. I'm not going back there. I'm not going to that route. I just refuse to. I don't give a fuck. She can end up looking like Halle Berry. I'm just not. She's still the same person. No matter how she looks, she's still the same motherfucker inside. That don't change. That outer shit might change, but that inner shit, that shit don't change. You still the same evil motherfucker you was 25 years ago. That's all I'm saying. And actually, me and her go all the way back to high school.
I know.
She's still the same motherfucker. She ain't changed. She ain't changed. Just evil, pure evil.
Okay. D.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've seen you posted something earlier.
Yes, sir.
I asked you to. Come on the show and ask that question.
Yeah. So check this out. This is my thing. How is it that men want a female vagina to be shaved and no hair, X, Y, and Z, but don't feel as though they need to shave and manicure and keep themselves up like they want us to keep ourselves up?
Ooh.
You ain't shaving my dick hairs?
Wait a minute. My thing is, I'm not going to the dentist. I don't want no dental floss, none of that. If I'm sucking dick, I'm not trying to have hair in my mouth. So, like, what's the issue with that?
I ain't shaved. I ain't never shaved.
I'm about to say, you need to talk to her. I will groom myself, so you need to talk to the mountain man right here.
Goddamn
yeah.
Right.
Okay, so what makes you... Okay, first of all, it's unsanitary. Like, hair is nasty. It creates germs. I mean, I'm not saying that you got to cut it. Like, you don't want to shave it. Okay, that's fine. But why you can't cut it all the way down? Why you can't trim it all the way down? Why you can't manicure that thing? Like, why you got to look like a mountain man? That's a good word.
That's what your tongue is for. Your tongue is to move the hair out the way.
Oh, my God. Oh, hell no. Janine.
Did you hear that?
No dick with no hair. I'm sorry. I ain't happy.
Oh, that was funny.
What?
Ooh, we got a super tug or something moving all that hair. Shit, our tongue be rugged than the motherfucker. You won't want us fucking on your dick. Oh, rugged tongue.
you ain't even cutting it down, nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have a lot of hair down there, so that's not my problem.
No.
He said that's not my problem.
No. Oh, my God. I mean, because I was going back and forth in one of my little groups today with this guy. He posting his picture up, and I'm like, money, what is that? Like, I mean, these guys stay forever putting their dick in my inbox, and I'm like, do you think that shit is attractive? Like,
well, he must do if he posted it.
I'm sorry. You got to get rid of that hair. I'm sorry. I can't do nothing with all that.
What you want, motherfucker? Shit, you just want motherfucker to just walk around bald headed, huh?
Trim it down, or they got nail for men. Use it.
I'm not putting no chemicals on my motherfucking shit.
Okay, well, put some soap and water and a razor on it, or cut it down with some scissors.
Man, you talk like this motherfucker got enough hair to his shit could be braided.
I'm just saying. I don't want no. I mean, my thing is, and the guy, Janine, the guy told me, this is what he told me. Well,
I mean, my dick big, so ain't nobody. I mean, they only suck on the top anyway. What?
That's a good answer, though.
It's sucking on your dick.
That's still a good answer.
No, it ain't no good answer because I'm just saying. I mean, he ain't really getting no dick job if he.
Exactly.
I'm just saying she need to choke a little bit. She needs to do something. She ain't licking no balls. I ain't licking no hairy ass balls either. I'm just saying, not happening. Like, not happening.
So when you get ready to fuck a motherfucker, you tell him he got to go shave.
Hairy balls is like eating a kiwi without taking the skin off.
I mean, baby, if you need me to help you with that, I help you. You know what I mean? But that ain't her. I'm not sucking or fucking nothing with nothing looking like, no. Can't do
but
it.
But I think they be scared to let us cut their hair and stuff down there and shave it. Are y'all scared? Men scared of they having their woman do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you said that you have yours manicured. Is that correct, sir? So you use you shave it or you use nail?
No, I gotta agree with Tab on that. I'm not putting on chemicals. I'm gonna shave it.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I can't use no chemicals neither down there because I'm just sensitive. That shit ain't working for me. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But like, cut it down. If you don't wanna shave it off, I understand. But cut it down all the way.
He just want a motherfucker to just go to the barber, pull his shit out, say, hey, hook me up, dog. Trim that shit for me.
That's fine because, you know, when I go get my eyebrows arched and, you know, all of that, they do Brazilian waxes in there. You know, you just get your little wax going on, too.
Yeah, okay.
You know they ain't going to do no wax.
Got your goddamn mind.
They'll have tears coming out their ass.
Girl.
I ain't going to be no wax.
I mean, I would would love to see it though, because that would just, I would just be bad. Just any man get it done. I just want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you,
but
better,
I mean,
go watch 40-year-old virgin, you know, that little scene when he got his shit watched. Father's going with me. I am not.
Don't even do it for me. Do it because it's just, you know, like hygiene. You know, like,
I agree that I'm not gonna sit there. Like I said, I ain't finna be walking around like Wolfman Jack. This is because of the simple fact I'm cutting it because I'm just not that like that. And I do understand what y'all are saying. You don't want a mouthful of hair and all that shit. But then you got rugged Ronnie Garvin right here, and he, shit, he just feel like he wanna keep it up.
Y'all want
to
fuck y'all thing and be choking on your thing, but you wanted to die from the
head. Hold on, you can't say y'all. You gotta talk to him.
I don't have that problem.
Have you ever got turned down because it wasn't shaved? Have you ever, a motherfucker said, no, I ain't doing it.
No, I don't have a lot of hair on my shit.
It's going bald.
Is that because you old?
No, I just ain't never had a lot of hair down there. I just had it my whole life. I'm getting a little gray, though, but I ain't going bald.
Is it gray? Oh, no. Because I seen the gray down there on mine. I said, oh, hell no. I'm just saying. I was like, oh, no.
Hey, man,
He's
looking like Stripe
down there.
You looking like Grandpa the Boondocks and shit.
Oh, my Lord. I'm glad you married.
I'm trying to
tell you, these women ain't for that. You got
the.
Mm-mm.
You seem like the only one motherfucker that's complaining.
No.
Make motherfuckers go get their shit. Hey, dog, I need a fade. All right, dog, sit in the chair. No, down here. Fuck out of here.
No, you're doing yourself.
Fade me up, dog.
You're supposed to groom your own self. I mean, so what you're telling me is you don't care if your woman is groomed down there, you eating her pussy?
Say it again?
That's the question. You eating her pussy?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. That is
my sometimes.
That explains it.
Yeah, I'd be like a cat. She'd be coughing up hairballs sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
That ain't never happened. I'm sorry. If you don't, no. I need to see it anyway. I need to, you know, examine that thing. We can't be having hair. No. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Right, it'd be a whole bunch of motherfuckers leaving your career like, man, she crazy than a motherfucker.
Bullshit.
Well, we got tweezers and scissors
like, oh,
in our hand and shit talking
okay.
about, let me see it. What the fuck you gonna do with that?
So you don't look at the pussy before you fuck it and suck it. You just go
I'm
in
saying
and you just dive right there. You dive
I'm
right
saying
there.
You. You and all this damn hair. You say you gotta examine every last one of them. You ain't never just cut the lights off and just went for it, huh?
No, man. Not on the first time. I need to see what that thing look like.
Hold on, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
My name.
What's up, dog? That's my dog. Big Mike, break it down to it for me, dog. Now, do you say that shit you was just saying to Big Mike? I dare you.
Now, wait a minute. Hold
Big
on.
Big Mike
gonna
break it down for your ass.
Hold on.
Big Mike.
Did you say anything?
Mike,
did you hear the conversation?
Nah, what was going on?
Okay, Big Mike, check it out, right? Number one, the question is, you know, guys don't like for girls to have hair on their vaginas when they, you know, whatever. So the question is, do you groom yourself for your female? Do you cut your hair down? Do you shave it or cut it down so your hair is groomed?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, there you go. See that timer?
I didn't hear what he said.
Who ain't getting no pussy said he cut his shit.
And why?
What'd you say?
I mean, I just don't poke anything.
Right, but don't you? You say you cut your hair. You cut your hair for yourself to make sure you groom correct.
Yeah.
That's a hygiene thing. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's see. It comes down to when Mike doing his karate and shit. You know, less hair, he's more flexible. He cut down on that wing, he do that roundhouse kick a little bit more swifter. Ain't that right, Mike?
Oh,
wow.
And he said he not poking anything, so.
No, he said he don't poke just anything. That's what he said. He don't poke.
He ain't poking nothing.
He ain't poking nothing. So ain't nobody gonna see it no way.
All right.
That's for his own personal satisfaction, man.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Stop up. That's why you shouldn't do it anyway.
Exactly. So I agree with Mike. I mean, even if he ain't fucking nothing, he ain't. This is his own personal satisfaction, you know. I want to look as a man. He wants to feel and look nice, cool.
And look manicured. That's right. I'm just saying.
Mama.
Oh Lord.
That's right, Sheena. Fucking with you, I'm gonna grow me some motherfucking dreads.
You can do whatever you want to do, baby, as long as you stay with your wife.
Damn right, I'm gonna have her twist my shit tonight.
Oh, Lord. I thought you ain't had that much hair, though.
Fuck it with you, I'm gonna let that shit grow. I'm gonna give me some new growth. Put some weave down there.
You know what? I'm not even
with you. Motherfucking Father Time walking around looking like a 70s porn star. Hey, you like that?
I mean, like I said earlier, to each his own. But no, if it's head down there, ain't no fucking nothing going on over here.
You know what? Okay, let me ask y'all something. I mean, I didn't see y'all, you know, pictures or whatnot. I don't think neither one of y'all have to use them. But do y'all know anybody that use the wear the little booty pads? The females that wear the booty pads?
I do. I do.
Of course.
What a booty pad.
Ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. But the thing
something
about
that you put in your jeans and make your ass look bigger?
They don't move with you, though.
It don't.
Oh my goodness. They don't move with you. It's ridiculous. For all of that, they should just get the little string thing that, you know, it's just these underwear, and then it's like a cuff up under your butt part, and it pushes
you. Yeah.
Kind of
lift your butt up. They need to do that.
That's false flagging. They call that false flagging.
That's a little thing that's trying to put them pads in there, and then you moving one way, and the pad moving enough.
So what you gonna do when that motherfucker take you home and you take them pants off? Ain't the same ass I saw before.
I mean, I guess he don't care because you said you licking hair.
Only my wife's hair, goddamn it.
Well, you must have been licking some more hair before you got your wife.
I thought we moved on.
I can't.
Man, I'm talking about you with your butt pads.
Oh, boo-boo, I don't have no butt pads. You already know that because I think you've seen my pictures. on Sin City. Stop it.
All right, I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, though, if you got, okay, you got the push-up bra on, you got the booty pads on, how you going to explain all that when you take your clothes off? And now he's looking at a totally different woman.
I don't know how to explain it. I mean, but you know, the men getting weaves in their hair now and all types of stuff. So,
oh,
hey.
My God. What
make
the
peace.
Fuck has the world came to with this shit? Why the fuck is men getting this? Dude, do you know men are getting like straight? I ain't talking about just like, I mean, straight dreadlocks. They beards.
I know somebody
are,
that got them, man.
Quick.
I know somebody. I know a dude that got weed
you
right
know,
now.
Dread or like, I mean, they doing what they call
it's
lace
track.
Front beard.
It's track. I know somebody who did it because he was going bald in the top, and he looked ridiculous to me because I mean I just know what he looked like. You know what I mean? They did a good job and everything, but I just was laughing like, what the fuck did you do? Like, why would you do that? You know? But they get a whole head of hair. Like,
okay, now, okay, let's just say y'all meet a guy and y'all didn't know. Y'all didn't know that he had this lace front beard and he had these tracks or a weave or whatever the fuck he got in his head. You didn't know. Now, I mean,
uh-huh.
This motherfucker, I mean, ladies, he look good, man. He's looking good to you. His shit look all super trimmed up, on point. And, you know, you see him like, 3 days later, and it's like, where's your beard at? Where your hat? You might have came over and caught him on the, you know, before he got a chance to put the shit back on. I mean, can you get mad at him?
I'm going to deny.
Is that false advertisement?
False flagging.
Yeah.
Okay, but now... Is it any more false advertising than a woman wearing it?
That's false flagging too. If it's false flagging for the guy, it's false flagging for the woman.
Well, it's kind of different for the women because I mean, my thing is I'm from Baltimore, so like it depends on which way the wind blow, which way I'm gonna have my hair. You understand what I'm saying? But anybody who I talk to, I have no. I'm like, oh yeah, well,
Hillary, that ain't got nothing to do with the goddamn question. Answer
yes,
the question.
Yes, because I'm not false flagging. I let people know I wear weave and what, but I don't wear weave
well,
all the time.
Now, like you said, the guy, he was losing his hair, and he felt some kind of way. He felt, you know, it kind of took away from him. So he put a little weave in there just to, you know, bring his self-confidence back.
All right, I'll break it down like this. Ladies, let me ask y'all a question. How would y'all like to see him in some weave? Would y'all like to see him in some weave?
No.
Yes or no?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. All right, listen, man, I'll make a bet with you right now, dog. I'll make a bet with you. The loser got to wear weed for a week.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm serious, dog. You want to make the bet?
What is the bet?
The bet, all right. We'll make it sports related. If the Vikings win the Super Bowl, you got to wear weave for a week. If the Raiders win the Super Bowl, I wear weave for a week.
Hell no. Raiders ain't even getting it. Stupid.
Well, who you think going to win the Super Bowl?
I have no
idea.
I
give you the
feel. Mm-mm.
We'll let the ladies pick the team.
You know I don't know nothing about those sports.
Just pick a team, and we'll tell you if they're in the playoffs or not.
Okay, what's the team name?
My
you give me
my
a team
not
name.
In the playoffs. I mean, we're going My team not in the playoffs. We fucked this year, so.
Oh, okay. D, give me a team. Any team.
My team is the Ravens.
The Ravens might make the playoffs, but give me another team.
I mean, we're going to make the playoffs, but we ain't getting no further back than a wild card. Trust me.
Okay, I'll tell you what, dog. If the Ravens win the Super Bowl, you wear weave. Janine, give me a team.
God damn.
Football or basketball?
Football.
The Bears.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
I told you I don't watch sports.
All right, dog. You take the Ravens. If the Ravens win, I'll wear weave. If the Patriots win, you wear weave.
Hell no. Shut your goddamn mind. You must think you talking to one of them.
All right, look, I'll make it easy for you. Janine, I'm going to give you two. All right, Janine is for you. You take Janine, I'll take D. All right, Janine, I'm going to give you two teams, and you pick one. And whatever team she picked, you got to take them, dog. Agree? It'd be the top two teams. It'd be the top two teams. One of these two going to win it. You down? And we'll let Janine pick the team for you.
I don't even know what the fuck the team to pick. It's just crazy. She don't know no stats. She don't know.
I will let D pick. She knows something about football. You willing to do it, man? I'm willing to do it, dog. You willing to do it?
How y'all gonna get some weave anyway? Y'all talking about putting on a wig or weave?
No, we gonna get some motherfucking sew in or glue in or whatever the fuck they do.
Y'all
put your shit down on your shoulders.
Y'all gonna have that glue stuff in y'all head, and when you take it off, y'all gonna be bald for real.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's gonna be all fine to take it off.
Right. Dude, if you just want to put some weed in your hair, you go right ahead.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Man, y'all crazy as hell. Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Man, I'm willing to do it, man, but I guess he ain't willing.
I mean, no, I'm going bald, but I ain't. Fuck that weed shit. I'm
cool only for
that.
A week. I'd do it. I'd do it. I mean, it's only
I'll tell you what, dog.
Cut that shit out.
Quote. Do it.
No, I got to lose a bet to do it. I'm not going to do it on my motherfucking own. You come up with a bet, I'll lose, I'll do it. But I'm not going to just go in the motherfucking agent store and be like, hey, hook me up. Fuck that. But I know a dude that do it, man. Every week that motherfucker changes hair. Every motherfucking week.
Mm-hmm.
One day his shit long. Next week his shit short. Mm-hmm. And 1 week he ain't got nothing in there. I'm like, dude, why the fuck are you wearing weave, man?
See, I might be afraid. I might like my shit too much. I get my shit all wavy and shit. Like, damn, I'm going to keep this shit in my damn head. I ain't had this.
Man, I'm not wearing no weed, man. This is some things I ain't going to do. That's just one up.
Back in my Jerry Curl days.
You had some juice. You had that juice.
Oh,
hitting everybody
I had
in the
that
face.
Juice. Oh, my goodness. I love my juice. Summertime, my shit turned brown. Them ladies loved it.
Taking your ice cube on.
Right.
I mean, my first got an S curl. I got that shit in ninth grade. You had to keep spraying motherfucking, what they call it, Juvenator, Rejuvenator. What was that shit called?
Activator.
Activator, yeah.
Activator.
activated. Yeah.
And you got real whole pile of that shit in your hair.
No, no. Your shit just didn't. Your shit just didn't take. That's all. You just had bad hair. You know, any curl didn't take on everybody's head.
That's
what shit, man. Wait a minute. I've been spraying. This shit still ain't took.
No, my shit took, dog. Ninth grade, me and Reds both had a motherfucking ass curl going to Horseman. Never forget that shit. Cold as a motherfucker. Your hair hard as a brick.
You know, I did not remember seeing you with a curl.
Say that again.
I do not remember seeing you with a curl.
Ninth grade, man. Horseman. Me and Reds both. We got the motherfucker the same night. Our cousin Tammy gave us fucking ass curl. Ninth grade. Never forget it.
Now, imagine
I looked
them
fly with my
came
shit.
Back in.
I was a pretty handsome dude with my little ass curl. Had that little ass right at the motherfucker in the middle of your fucking forehead. You had that one little hair hanging down, curled up. Yeah, that was me all day. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
I wasn't the only one that heard that, was I?
No, I heard it.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, we about to do the stream, so shout out to Gainesville, my man Stanley. Oh, yeah, they wanted me to play the commercial. Let me play the commercial right quick, if I can find it. There you go the commercial, y'all.
December 31st, New Year Eve, All for One Productions presents the SOS Band. One Way, featuring Al Hudson. And Slade. Live in concert at the Genesis Convention Center in Gary, Indiana. So get your tickets now at www.queentickets.com. Dress to impress on Sibley Boulevard or charge by phone. 855-636-0550. That's 855-636-0550. Don't you dare miss this New Year's Eve celebration with the SOS Band. One Way, featuring Al Hudson and Slade. Live in concert at the Genesis Convention Center. December 31st, New Year's Eve.
To the Netherlands and Germany and India and every other place that's hearing our voice right now. That's what's up. dude, we actually worldwide, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Go check out the map, man. For real.
Dude, man, I have motherfuckers way over in Australia and the Netherlands and all that to hear.
Yeah, that, I think that's cool, man. That's where all my fans are. I ain't got no fans in punk-ass America.
I mean, now think about it, Janine. You got somebody in Australia like, bloody hell, she's a real freak.
Like
this motherfucker, you probably got some motherfucker over the pond that's just like literally like want to just catch a plane over here just to see you.
Well, tell them to come on.
I'll
have some fun.
Yes, I will, Mike.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and end this madness. Excuse
you
me.
Got
I'm getting
to,
cold.
Man. I'm literally sitting in a power outage. Literally, all power just went out.
You just lost all your power?
Man, the whole fucking neighborhood.
Well, I was going to say, man, you might want to go pay the bill, bro.
I knew he was about to say that.
I knew he was going to say that, too. He could not go without saying it.
I mean, shit, y'all the only block without no power. Everybody else lights on. Buy shit up, man.
No, I just went outside
yeah,
and
daddy,
looked,
ask
and
your
the
daddy.
Whole neighborhood is out.
Damn. Y'all got a snowstorm or what? No weather or nothing? Just everybody just shit just out?
Man, the whole neighborhood power just went out.
I know it's
damn.
Real windy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sit on in Minnesota. We rocking and rolling.
Mm-mm.
See, I can see. Sorry about
all
that,
right,
bro.
Take us on out.
All right, D, you got any last words for us, dear?
Yeah, I need to shave that thing, cut it down, do something. Trim that thing up.
I'm getting my shit braided. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
All right, post it on Facebook.
Walk around here looking like Pepe Longstockings.
Okay, post it up. I'm going to see it.
Janine, you got any last words for us, dear?
Yes, I had fun, like always. I enjoyed myself. I will definitely be back next week.
That's what's cracking. What you got, man?
If anybody want me to go with them to get waxed, let me go.
Grandma. All right, y'all. Check this out. Next week, I don't want to say too much without verifying it, but next week, hopefully next Wednesday, we have a major announcement. Hopefully.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Thank everybody for listening. And thank you, ladies, for calling in. We greatly appreciate it. And this is more for Janine and not you, D, because you don't call in every week. Janine is the superstar of the year because she call in every week. D.
Okay. So I know, right? He is something else.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just playing. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, head grease. God bless. Good night. SinCityRadioShow.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.